It was a Friday night, and I was beat. Beat, tired, cold, whipped, done. All I wanted was to go home, eat a warm meal, curl up under a blanket, maybe take a hot bath and read. I sidled through the kitchen door into the warmth of the kitchen. Home, at last. Around the corner, on final approach from the dining room, came the flying form of a 4.5-year-old. He taxied to a stop at my feet. "Dad," Grant said, "can we sleep in the snow house tonight?" Oh, yes, the snow house. I had forgotten we had talked about sleeping in the snow house Friday night. "Well," I said, drawing the word out as long as possible. I was stalling. Maybe it wouldn't be good for him. Maybe he had been up too late the night before. Maybe his cold wasn't quite done yet. "We'll have to see," I said. The parents cop out. Well, after supper, it was time to see, and I couldn't see any good reason we couldn't sleep out. The temperature was dropping toward zero. The wind was out of the northwest, making the bare popple tops sway. "Can we?" Grant asked. "Sure," I said. We had built a snow house with the lady's help the weekend before. It was a white dome hunkered silently in the far corner of the backyard, just right for two or three. At about 8:30 p.m., we began hauling sleeping bags to the snow house. Two for him, two for me, two foam pads each, and two candles for light. So, with Grant in his pajamas and his Barney slippers, we threw our gear on two sleds, kissed the ladies goodnight, and headed into the dark recesses of the yard. A snow house is a wonderful place, even without a 4.5-year-old. It is eerily silent, extremely white, and surprisingly warm. We lit the candles. Cool. A very nice touch. We snuggled into our bags. Warm. Another nice touch. I cinched Grant's mummy hood down until his face was a smile at the end of a tunnel of goose down and light loft. He looked out at me from his cocoon. "Hi, big guy," he said. I blew out one candle and began to read by the light of a headlamp. "Dad," came a voice from the end of the tunnel, "I have to go to the bathroom." Predictable, entirely predictable. Out of the bags, on with his coat, we crawled out the snow house door and stood side by side in the night. Guys, doing what guys do. We hustled back to the snow house and got Grant snuggled away again. I spent a few minutes reading, then turned out my headlamp and blew out the last candle. Grant was breathing deeply. Somewhere far away, I could hear the wind blowing. Every time I awoke during the night, I would lie in my bags and listen for Grant's breathing next to me. I wasn't worried, not really, but I needed to be reassured just the same. Maybe he had squiggled too far down into his bags and wasn't getting enough air. Every time, he was breathing. In the morning, with daylight coming through our walls of snow, we lay there in our bags for a long time, waking up, listening to the wind, appreciating warmth. "Ready to go in the house?" I finally asked Grant. "Not yet," he said. I never slept in a snow house with my dad. I bet I wouldn't have wanted it to end either.